Lesson 114. Tell us about lesson 114.
Well, here again we're learning of a new vowel sound, oi. And oi can be spelled O-I or O-Y. And, of course, in different parts of the country, you'll have a little bit of a problem. I believe in Texas, they pronounce oil, all, if I'm correct. I guess we'll hear from Texans.
How would you pronounce it in Boston?
We just say oi, oil, but I suppose we'll hear from Texans. That's all right. You know, if you're in Texas, say it the way they do there, if you want to. But if you ever want to become a national broadcaster, you'd better pronounce it oil.
Let's read the words together out of lesson 114. It's the oi sound. Boy, coy, joy, roy, soy, toy, Joyce, Royce. Now let's read it with the O-I spelling. Oil, boil, coil, foil, soil, toil, broil, spoil. Continuing. Coin, join, loin, void, joint, point. Next column. Noise, poise. Next two words. Choice, voice. And the last column, hoist, foist, moist. Now it's very important, as Sam has always said, get out your dictionary, look up the words if you're not sure what they mean. Write the words down and their meanings, and that'll help you remember them very quickly. Now we're going to read the words as two syllables and then as the whole word, just like we have in the past. Poison, poison. Oil, e, oily. An, oi, annoy. Joy, full, joyful. Boy, ish, boyish. Broil, ing, broiling. And reading the sentences in lesson 114, Roy gave the toy to Joyce. The cat likes to annoy Joyce. Roy wants to join a club. He has a choice of two clubs. Joyce has a jar of coins. Roy has a ballpoint pen. The water is about to boil. The soil is moist. Joyce made a good point. Uncle Royce has a boyish smile.